Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Andy Brumlow, who's VP of Product Development with Oriental Weavers. Andy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How you doing?
I'm good. So the rug show in Atlanta last week, I didn't get a chance to see. I actually went in your showroom, and you guys were busy most of the time doing what you were there to do, meet with customers. So thanks for being with me on this Monday morning. Thought we'd talk a little bit about the rug show. But before we get into that, let's get a little background. Andy, you've been at OW since 2008, and you joined OW to help them launch their Broadloom business. Prior to that, you were in the retail business, right?
That's right. I was a buyer at Carpets at Alton for a long time and then joined OW. Spent a couple of years working on the new Broadloom division and then moved over to the overall product development maybe about 5 years ago.
And most people know Oriental Weavers, the largest area rug producer in the world, based in Egypt, has manufacturing on three continents in Egypt, there in Dalton, and in China. And been in the business for about 30 years, 10 manufacturing facilities. In 2014, sold 113 million square meters of floor covering. And business is good. Looks like top line business up about 2% last year, but that's because some markets are softer than others. Business is much stronger in America. And looks like profitability is really good because you're backwards integrated all the way to the polymer, right?
That's right, and I think the strength of Oriental Weavers is that we are fully vertical, and we focus mainly just on the area rug side of things. So we can make the raw materials, the fiber. We're strictly focused on doing rug and specialty broadloom. So high-end or unique broadloom products along with area rug is really what we focus on. And yeah, business has been pretty good, and like you said, for the United States, we've had a great first six months of this year, and a good year last year. And like you said, there are other parts of the world that go up and down. Our Egypt and China and our U.S. facilities service, you know, other parts of the world. And basically, we try to use our strength as the largest manufacturer in the area of business to cover all areas of the world.
Yeah, and you know, the rug market, when we start talking about the big five in the rug market, obviously, OW up there, number two position for U.S. sales behind Mohawk Home. And you've actually benefited greatly with Shaw leaving the business, haven't you?
Well, that's right, and it left a void, somewhat two different segments, the mass and big box segment, and just the specialty retail segment. And Shaw was a good player in both of those, and although it was a lot of work, we were able to gain some of that business and keep some of that business over the past year and a half.
To talk about this show, it is kind of the rug show, happens twice a year. The summer show is where the buyers come in and buy their fall goods. And so I was reading something that somebody else wrote, said that there were fewer traditionals and more colors. Talk about the way you see trends in the market.
Maybe to some degree, that's right. I mean, we still see the grays, blues, and neutrals as a huge segment of the business. That's kind of been going on for the last 12 months. Traditionals are still around, but they're maybe a little bit different than they were in the past. Just your traditional red, blue, black traditionals. They're not as prominent as they once were, but updated styling, kind of the new traditional with global influence, is doing really well. And a huge segment of our market right now is distressed, and distressed for the most part is taking an older or traditional pattern and kind of erasing it or making it look antiqued or old. We see that as a huge part of the market, and I think everywhere you go and you look today, the distressed is now coming through every channel, where once it was just in the high end where that customer could understand that. And it's kind of worked its way down all the way to the biggest channel levels, the internet, and even the box and mass people. People are looking for somewhat distressed pattern. I think kind of going along with that, that's your updated traditional is somewhat distressed or global now. Soft is kind of a big buzzword in our industry today. We've always had shag, and shag's always a big part of the rug segment. But soft is filtered into every other quality and type today, too. Customers understand, and when they feel and touch a soft rug, I think they're a lot more apt to purchase.
And you get to soft with polypropylene, right?
Right, right. You know, there's different forms of soft. Obviously, wool's a big part of our market. It's somewhat soft. There are polyester and microfiber polyesters in the market that are soft. But we focus on polypropylene, and, you know, there's different ways to construct it and make it. And we use some different softeners to come up with a soft fiber. And three of our new introductions to this market were soft fibers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you have two licenses. You have the Pantone license and the Tommy Bahama license. So talk about what you were meeting with customers and talking to them about.
Well, Pantone is all about color. And we've worked with them for, I think, 3 years now. Their focus is on color and trend. And we get to kind of branch out a little bit and go outside of our basic market and go into some more fashion-forward designer high-end colors with the Pantone license. I mentioned earlier that we kind of see the neutrals in the grays and blues big. They're not going to be in our Pantone line. We're going to be more focused on what's the brighter trend colors and what's the color forecast coming for the next couple of years. So we're able to do that with some fun kind of products. You know, that kind of covers one segment of our business where we hit the designer higher end market. And Tommy Bahama has been a huge product launch for us. It covers kind of a couple of different segments. You know, a lot of people think of Tommy Bahama as just coastal or, you know, beach. That's not really where Tommy Bahama is today. They're more focused on a higher-end casual lifestyle. We've got a real diverse product group in Tommy Bahama, and this kind of covers the high-end unique product. We've got hand-knotted wools, hand-knotted jutes, sumacs, hand-tufted wools, all the way down to polypropylene, and a big segment of that is indoor-outdoor. But the big focus on Tommy Bahama is not exactly to go all coastal, but to go all high-end casual, I guess is a good way to say it.
So when you look at your two or three top sellers in the business out there, for one thing, I know that one of your big businesses, outdoor rugs, that's an area where homeowners are spending more money on their back porches and patios. But what are the two or three biggest sellers for you?
Well, we've got about 8 product offerings in indoor-outdoor right now in our main running line. And we just continue to grow and grow and grow. And it's really kind of a fun category to work on from my side, because you can really kind of see certain trends develop and happen over time. You know, we try to be ahead of that or with that trend going, you know, every market, but can definitely see what's going to happen in the next year or two with indoor outdoor. We introduced a new product. This is called Meridian for this market. And it was kind of some updated indigos, aquas, and, you know, added some red and some Kelly green into a line. It got a tremendous response. One thing about outdoors, it's always kind of changing too and evolving. And in general, people aren't going to put a rug outdoors and keep it for 10 years. So it's kind of a product category that you have to be on top of and ahead of the curve to make sure that you're covered for next year's trends, because a lot of people may replace that rug every year or every 2 years. So it's, you know, anything that goes outside, furniture, you know, any kind of pillows, they're obviously constructed to last outside, but they're not going to last forever. So the replacement business is really good on that. It's been a great category for us. We'll continue to grow and evolve and come up with new styles and new constructions for outdoor, but it's a growing category and a fun category for us to work on.
Mm-hmm. All right. So am I correct to assume that some of your best-selling SKUs are that type of product? Is that?
Oh, yes. And sometimes when I look at the units that we actually sell in indoor-outdoor, it's relatively inexpensive rugs. Yeah. For the most part, these are $149 to $99 retail. So when you look at the units you're selling on indoor-outdoor, I think we have 3 or 4 indoor-outdoor rugs that are in our top 20 mm-hmm. in dollar volume. So when back that up and say, well, how many units did you sell of a 5x8? It's just incredible.
Yeah. All right, Andy. Well, it's good to be with you. Appreciate you telling us a little bit about the show. Again, been talking to Andy Brumlow about the Atlanta Rug Market held last week, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FortAlley.net.